Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League. Let's go through your Friday. That was the Seagulls and the Raiders, and then the Broncos and the Sydney Roosters. We'll start off with the Seagulls and the Raiders game. Obviously, the Manly Seagulls, they started the first half of this game very well. They were very, very strong in that first half, the dominant side for sure. I believe at halftime, they were up 20-6. So they were looking like they were going to run away with this game. It looked like Ricky's Raiders, they were going to get smashed yet again going into this week. But then the Raiders, they went on a little bit of a run. Obviously, Elliot Whitehead scoring a double. You then see Nick Kotrick and Hudson Young go over for the game-winning try. It was an awesome game to watch, a really, really entertaining one. As for the Manly Seagulls, a lot of questions have to be asked about their defense. We've talked about it for the past few weeks, the Manly Seagulls and their defense. It has been a bit of an issue, especially against some of these top sides. But, you know, to be up 20-6 at halftime and then to only score one more try after the break, and then to concede 20 points to the Raiders in that second half, aside, you know, with a fullback playing in the halfback position, I mean, it shows how gritty the Raiders are, but it also shows that there is a lot of concern around the Manly Seagulls and their defense. It was really, really disappointing to give up that sort of lead for the Manly Seagulls. A huge, huge issue is their defense. Now, obviously, some standouts for the Manly Seagulls in this game. I thought in the first half, particularly, Tom Trbojevic was outstanding. 22 runs, 184 metres, 48 post-contact, a line break assist, a try assist, three tackle busts. In the first half, he was very good. Tommy Talau, two on the wing, 13 runs, 142 metres, four tackle busts. Ruben Garrick had a much better game in attack, 11 runs, 143 metres, had two line breaks in there as well. And a lot more solid with his defense. I thought, obviously, defensively, the Manly Seagulls, they had their issues, but you look at Ruben Garrick, a guy that has been conceding a lot of tackles, or missed tackles, I should say, throughout the past few weeks. He had 18 tackles with only one missed. So, yeah, not too bad there from Ruben Garrick. And especially in that first half, he was looking very, very good. I thought that Josh Alea, through the middle of the park in attack, 15 runs, 124 metres. He had 14 hit-ups here, 23 tackles, 0 missed. He was one of the standouts for me in defence. Jackie Trbojevic, 41 tackles, only 1 missed. He ran for 41 metres off 6 carries. You know, I would have loved to have seen him get a little bit more involved in attack. 6 runs, he had a bit more of a defensive performance. The back rowers as well, Corey Waddell, Ethan Bullimore not having the amount of impact that Hamole Olakau'atu was having there on the edge. 5 runs and 7 runs between them, only running for around 60 and 30 metres. So, yeah, definitely not having the impact that Hamole Olakau'atu was having, and you could tell the difference. Not having Hamole Olakau'atu on that right edge, I think it was huge to see the gap that they had there. And then the bench guys just not having as much impact, obviously. Sipley, Nathan Brown, and Matt Lodge only having 9, 9, and 6 runs between them. I mean, I thought Nathan Brown was good with his intensity like he always is. 9 runs, 87 metres in that one. But yeah, just not really having enough impact here. Not really having too much impact off the bench as far as this whole bench rotation goes. And yeah, I mean, the defense was a huge issue here for the Manly Seagulls, as we've said before. You know, we look at the missed tackles. We had Tommy Talau miss 4, Luke Brooks missed 5, Dally Cherry Evans missed 1, had 2 ineffective. Taniela Paseka missed 2, Lachlan Croker through the middle missed 3. Corey Waddell, he missed 8 tackles. Ethan Bullimore missed 2, Toafo Sipley missed 2, Jake Trbojevic missed 1, Carl Lawton missed 1, which isn't too bad. And then Matt Lodge, he missed 3 as well. Nathan Brown, 2 ineffective. So a few missed tackles here. Luke Brooks as well. He had 5 missed tackles, but he also had 4 ineffective as well. So, yeah, the defense in this one just not really up to standard, and it really hurt them in that second half. It really did. You also go ahead and you look at the completion rate for both sides. They both had 50-50 possession. Manly Seagulls completing at 79%. The Raiders completing at 85%, which isn't too bad at all. But then you go ahead and you look at the errors. 11 errors here from the Manly Seagulls. A lot of them coming in the second half. 9 errors still for the Raiders, but I guess that was more in the first half as well. They were giving away a few penalties in that first half. In terms of penalties conceded, it was 8 for the Raiders and 3 for the Manly Seagulls. It was really errors that let them down in that second half, and a few set restarts too, obviously inside 10 metres. Now, another big thing as well here for the Manly Seagulls, which probably hurt them a little bit as well, Albert Hopewade gets sent to the bin in the 24th minute. In that 10-minute period, the Manly Seagulls were only able to score one try. One try the Manly Seagulls were able to score with one of the key players in that Raiders pack out. In Albert Hopewade was playing fullback in this game. You know, you do have the advantage in the line, and they were only able to execute one try. Just a little bit poor from Manly, and yeah, look, we said it enough times, it was really the defence that was the issue, giving the Raiders a few opportunities with their poor defence, and you know, obviously they capitalised on those in the second half. In terms of the Raiders' standouts, I thought KO Weeks was outstanding, 106 metres off 10 runs, 25 post-contact metres, he had 3 tackle busts with a try assist in there as well, 18 tackles. I thought that KO Weeks was great, and particularly a guy that's been a fullback, you know, coming through the grade, 426 kicking metres, 2 off 15 kicks there. He was outstanding. A lot of criticism going, you know, into the game with him, just around him not being the halfback that they need. A lot of criticism saying that the Raiders, they're going to struggle with him at 7. You know, in this game, and particularly in that second half, they were outstanding, and it was off the back of a lot of his kicks as well. His kicking game was unreal, had a forced dropout, and he also kicked for 426 metres. So, massive for the Canberra Raiders, and yeah, huge performance from him in the second half. It is just about making these performances 80-minute performances. I thought it was a massive turnaround from Seb Chris. 16 runs, 199 metres, 78 post-contact metres, had 3 tackle busts. I thought that he was great. And then Matt Simoko doing what he always does, 14 runs, 109 metres, 8 tackle busts. He was devastating for that Manly Seagulls defence in the second half. You look at the performances through the middle, Joey Tarpanay getting back into his groove a little bit, 16 runs, 155 metres, 56 post-contact. He had 2 tackle busts in this game, 23 tackles. You know, and we're used to Joey Tarpanay making, you know, 30, 40 tackles and running for ridiculous amounts of metres as well. Some would say that he's becoming a little bit quiet, or, you know, he's getting normal stats now. But yeah, he's still playing some great football, Joey Tarpanay, even on those quote-unquote off days, or he's not getting the unbelievable stats. He's still looking very, very good through the middle, and his, you know, impact running into the line is so, so good for this Raiders side. And then Hudson Young had a great performance yet again this week. 13 runs, 114 metres, 44 post-contact metres. A guy that we're not really talking about for Origin as well, 35 tackles in this game, but yeah, a lot of people are saying that he might make this blue squad, and that a lot of people do have him in this blue squad. He's a Madge player, obviously Madge, the assistant, I believe, still over there at the Raiders as well. So definitely Madge would have a bit of a close eye on him, or did if he's not there anymore. But yeah, look, massive Hudson Young, you know, a bit of a smoky. I don't know if I'd have him in my 17, but I know there's a few people that are quite high on him in terms of getting a spot in this side for the Blues. We didn't really talk about him in the Depth podcast. It was actually a player that we forgot about, I believe, too, Hudson Young. So definitely worth a shout there. He has been playing quite well over the past few weeks, even in games that the Raiders have lost. All in all, the Manly defence in the second half was poor. The Raiders' first half was quite poor as well. Both of these sides need to find 80-minute performances, but most of all, the Manly Seagulls, a game that they should have won 13-plus at home. Yeah, look, I mean, their defence in that second half really lost them the game, and a few errors too in the second half lost them the game as well. We move on to the Broncos and the Sydney Roosters. What a game this was. I was really impressed with the Roosters and what they had to display, especially a Roosters side with a few outs too. Obviously, Daniel Tupo, Victor Radley out through the middle. Sam Walker, I thought, had another good night as well. Kicked 6 from 7 goals. Obviously, couldn't keep that streak going by the end of the game. Obviously, a few outs for the Broncos as well. Reece Walsh came off for a little stint. You had Ezra Mamm and Adam Reynolds come off for a little bit of a stint as well. Billy Walters had to go into the halves. They had Billy Walters and Reece Walsh having to play a bit of a hybrid role too in the halves at one point in this game. So, I mean, you look at this 40-18 scoreline, you have a bit of sympathy for the Broncos. You have a bit of sympathy for Adam Reynolds as well. Obviously, he's going to be out with a torn bicep. He's going to be out for the next 6 to 8 weeks, maybe even a little bit longer. Some are saying he won't be back till round 22, which is a long, long way away, and so unfortunate for the Broncos, so unfortunate for Adam Reynolds. His kicking game is probably one of the best from halves in the game. It is impeccable, his kicking game. So, so good. Always pinpoint, always kicking well. Adam Reynolds, they're going to miss that, the Broncos, over the next, you know, few rounds, over the next 10 rounds, it looks like. Yeah, they're going to miss his kicking game deeply. It's 12 to 14 weeks there for Adam Reynolds, now that I think about it. So, yeah, devastating for the Broncos, especially when they only just got Payne Haas back. They've been missing him for quite a while. You know, Adam Reynolds has already been out for bits and pieces of the season. They've had Ezra Mamm, Selwyn Cobbo out for periods of the season as well. Now to lose Adam Reynolds for this extended period, it really does hurt their season. And, you know, going up against some of these top sides, it could be the difference as to whether, as to how high they are on the eight. I still think they do make the eight without Reno. But, you know, depending on how long he is actually out, it really could depend on how the Broncos do go this season. You know, he is going to be out for that extended period. So guys like Reece Walsh, Payne Haas, Paddy Carrigan, they've all got to step up through the middle of the park. It is going to be a real test for them. As for the Roosters, as we've said, with a few guys out, they really performed well. Standouts for me, obviously, again this week, Connor Watson having a real dig out there. At 12 runs, 117 metres, he had 35 post contact, had a line break, 2 line break assists, a try assist, 3 tackle busts, and then he had 54 tackles with only one missed through the middle. He was amazing yet again this week. Then you obviously had Angus Crichton absolutely killing it with 16 runs for 154 metres, 40 post contact. He had 2 line breaks, a line break assist, a try assist, 7 tackle busts, and then defensively 28 tackles. He was great in this game for the Roosters. Lindsay Collins getting back to his best as well. 14 runs, 144 metres, 47 post contact, had a tackle bust in there, and then defensively 23 tackles. Egan Butcher, I thought, was great coming off the bench too. 62 run meters off 8 runs, and then defensively 28 tackles. I thought he was great. Terrell May having one of his better games too. Played a few more minutes, 49 minutes in this game, which was great to see him get a bit more of a dig out there. 14 runs, 126 metres, 35 post contact, 2 line breaks, 2 tackle busts, and then 30 tackles, 0 miss. The only criticism I have with Terrell May is him in contact. And, you know, we're talking about him being an Origin debutant. When he runs the ball, he sort of stops and starts too when he gets into the line. He doesn't really run into the line at full pelt and take that contact. He sort of puts the handbrakes on a little bit when he gets into the line. So if there's one criticism for Terrell May, that would probably be the difference as to whether he gets into this Origin side or not. It probably is his contact in the line. He really needs to run at the line a little bit harder. You know, there's a lot of times where Terrell May, he sort of goes softer into the line, turns his body around, and goes for the offload. But, you know, just in these tough physical games against top eight sides where you're going up against an elite forward pack in Paddy Carrigan and Payne Haas, you'd think that he'd want to have a little bit more juice in contact. But it was still a great game from him. 126 metres in this one. Had 2 line breaks and 2 tackle busts. I mean, you know, he had a great game and he played more minutes, which is what we've been calling for the past few weeks. He's been playing 30 and 20 minutes a game over the past few weeks. You know, the one game where he does play, you know, the 50 minutes that we've been calling for, he has a really solid game and has a real dig out there. 126 metres, 30 tackles, 0 missed. He had a real solid game. Now, Satili Tupanua, obviously only playing 19 minutes, having 47 run metres off 5 runs. Didn't really, you know, play too long, which was quite strange to see. Came in at lock for a little bit. So Colin Watson could go at 9, and then he sort of just went off. Yeah, it was a bit of a weird one to see, but hopefully he gets a few more minutes, or maybe they replace him with a 14 like a Sandon Smith or something, so he can come in and play a bit of a roaming role. I think that would go really nicely with how this bench is looking at the moment. So hopefully they do work out this bench rotation. James Tedesco, I thought it was one of his better games as well. I thought that he was definitely the standout in this one. 21 runs, 260 metres, 59 post-contact, two line breaks, two line break assists, two try assists, nine tackle busts. He was electric in this game. And again, you know, the 21 runs, but he was just selecting his moments very, very well. And it was probably one of his best games of the season. He was really, really solid there at the back, James Tedesco. Joseph Suwali as well. He was amazing there on the wing. 21 runs, 238 metres, 76 post-contact metres. He had a line break, a try assist, three tackle busts. He just looked so dangerous every time he returned the ball. He looked really, really solid. Joseph Suwali, really big game from him. I was very impressed. Sammy Walker, we spoke about him. He's playing some of his better footy at the moment. Kicked for 280 metres. But his kick choice was really, really solid in this one. Him and Luke Keary having pretty decent games. Not outstanding performances, but I thought really just iced a few of their opportunities quite well. The kicking game, I guess, at some points did hurt the Roosters a little bit, just in terms of, you know, really getting that ball deep into Brisbane's own end. But yeah, look, I mean, the kick pressure from the forwards as well, and obviously from the outside backs, was something as well that was very impressive for the Sydney Roosters. I thought they had a really big night. I thought they looked quite good. Even Nefa'u White playing 36 minutes, 8 runs, 87 metres to start that game. His intensity was great. The Roosters looked really, really good. And yeah, look, it was unlucky for the Broncos to lose as many players as they did throughout the game. They also lost Dean Mariner to a sin bin. But even that, I mean, you look at the tries that they scored during that time, plus when obviously Reno came off as well, you know, they really capitalised on their opportunities well, the Roosters. They looked very good in attack. They looked very good in defence. And, you know, at the end of the day, as I said, the Broncos, very unlucky to have Adam Reynolds out for nearly the season as well. So, so devastating for him. Wishing him all the best in recovery. But there you go. That was your Friday review. That's full time. See you in the next one.